an inch of wood that you have, some special gin. And light was coming from the gin. He was showing the path Yashudevji. And from his roots, the Krishna is seva kar rahe the. Indradev usne varsha kar rahe the, varsha ki bunda ka nivaran kar rahe the. Very tender, tremor, बच्चे का शरीर उसकी रक्षा कर रहे थे, सिर्फ बुंद पढ़ने नहीं दे रहे थे. तो ये बस देव जी के पीछे पीछे चल रहे थे. शेषावाज प्रोटेस्टिंग वसुदेव एंड ही चाइल्ड. Light was spreading from the gems on hoods, so the path was bright, although that was a string dark. Rathri, night, dense darkness, but due to the sesnag, gems on his hooves, the path was very bright, and Vasudevji was going very smoothly. At that time, doors open automatically, and all doorkeepers were fell asleep. And also the citizens of Mathura, they were sleeping in deep slumber. Even dogs could not bark. All the Indriya sense activities of doorkeepers and citizens were stopped by Jogmaya. Although they had eyes but could not see, they had ears but could not hear anything. So there were no any impediment for Vasudev to go out. Very smoothly he went to the bank of Jamuna. At that time, Jamuna flooded your city. So much waves and force was in water. And mi domino anche io dove tu lo sapevo. Non lo sapevo. Non ti vuoi dire che 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 non ti vuoi. Vasudeva entered into Nanda Bhavan, in the house of Nanda Maharaj, and he went to the delivery room where Mother Yashoda gave birth to female child. Mother Yashoda knew that there is delivery of a child, but she could not know that whether he is male or female. He was tired so she could not guess. She only knew that there is the birth of a child, but she was not sure he is female or male. Last day they went to that house and he put his son Krishna on the bed and took up the female baby from that bed and came out of the house, and again in the same way he came to his house in Kansas jail. Then Vasudeva entered prison house in Mathura. The baby, the female child, was crying. Hearing the voice of the child, all the doorkeepers, the housekeepers, were awakened and they rushed there to Kansa to inquire the birth of eighth child. So Kansa also rushed to prison house. He came near to Devaki and saw that the eighth child of this day is a girl, a female child. So he thought this may be the trick of Vishnu. So anyhow I will kill him. This is my enemy. He snatched the baby from the lap, from the hands of his sister, and catching her feet, she It's mostly on a rock. But that very slipped from his hand, slipped off from his hands and went to Yudhaya in the sky. And from there she manifested herself as Durga Devi, eight hands and equipped weapons, and she said, Kamsa, oh Kamsa, what is the use of smashing me? Your enemy in Purva Janma has taken birth somewhere, Jata. Your enemy is born somewhere, Kalipa. You care your welfare and your safety. Don't kill children. Mother Durga warned Kamsa. So in the morning, he called emergency meeting and all his ministers like Bakasur, Prahlada and Putana, they all gathered and he said, Kamsa said, Mother Durga has said that my enemy Vishnu has taken birth. But she said, somewhere, I do not understand where. She said only somewhere. Okay, we will find out where. But when in meeting there was considering, विचार विमर्श होने लगा, कहाँ कितना दिन पहले जन्म लिया, how many days, about 10 days or more than 10 days, one month, suppose, one month maximum, then we will kill all children in Mathura district, including Aligarh, Agra, in Bharatpur, all like Sursan Pradesh. In Mathura and Sursan, we will kill all the babies who are born within this month. And they will kill your enemy, may be one of them. So Kamsa accepted their advice, very nice advice. There was clapping, bahut acha, aur idhar udhar bhejna jaa. किसको कहाँ भेजा हुआ है इसे, तो सी ही एक्सेप्टेड एंड ही टोल्ड पूतना टू गो ईस्ट साइड, इट मीन्स जस्ट मथुरा टू ईस्ट, गो टू महाबल एंड किल देयर चाइल्ड children who are of 1 month or 10 days. Okay, thank you very much.
Hare
Krishna. I explain in the Putana Moksha tomorrow.
Guru.
So now we'll be getting ready for His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj. So to stretch a bit, you can just stand where you are sitting. Recharge yourself for the next speaker to come and, you know, drink the nectar from. Hari Bol! Have you all got prasad and kupan? Who didn't get prasad and kupan yet? No, we are not going to give the Jai Guru. Anyway, if you have not yet received your prasadam coupon, while exiting from the hall, you can collect your coupon from the entrance gate, or the devotees are distributing coupon, and you can go to the prasadam hall for prasadam after Maharaj's lecture. And again, in the afternoon, 4 o'clock, we will resume our program with His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami. Bhakti Charu Swami will speak on Real Bhagavatamritam. So now I'll pass the mic to His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj. So please take your seat. Jara Bangalate এই কথা শোনার জন্য ইচ্ছুক আছেন আপনারা FM 100 তে শুনতে পারেন, FM রেডিও 100 ফ্রিকোয়েন্সিতে বাংলা অনুবাদ হচ্ছে।
कैसे तो का देखी सुना फिल्म कौन दर हट ऐसा ही कर दम तो पुट अप दिस लाइट At least think of some fan. We have no fan here. We will be burning. Anyway, Krishna Katha will keep you cool. It's no problem. So, we are very fortunate to hear from Lotus Mouth of His Holiness Trasadabhanda Goswami Maharaj. So, Bhagavan Maharaj saying, most of all these things, nothing new, but still it is new and very effective when we hear from pure devotees. Because Radha Govinda Goswami Maharaj, his life is built on Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam. So all he knows Bhagavatam only. So Bhagavat says the pure devotees jane prayasa mudapasa namanta vajibanti sammukharitam bhavadya varta. Namanta vajibanti, they live upon Krishna Katha. The life is Krishna Katha. So Maharaj's life based on Srimad Bhagavatam, so this is same subject matter to hear from anybody and to hear from some personality whose life is based on Srimad Bhagavatam, that's much difference. So we are very, very thankful to Maharaj that in spite of this physical inconvenient situation, and English also difficult for Maharaj, and we trust Maharaj to speak in English. Thinking many English audience will be here, but I see mostly Hindi audience are here. So Maharaj, you see, who is introducing this Ravana is the first time this year. General as Satyananda Maharaj introduced Kirtan Mela, so we thought before Kirtan we should have Sravan, then get into Kirtan. So Maharaj liked this idea very much. So we decided during GBC meeting period, we will have this Katha by non-GBC devotees. And we asked Maharaj, last year Maharaj gave a Bhagavatam class. He gave 1 hour beautiful English Bhagavatam class. So I felt very attracted. So Maharaj is very nice English Bhagavatam class. So, so eloquently he presented. It's no problem, it is nice. So anyway, we think whether Maharaj will continue speaking in English or Hindi, the management will decide on that. We are very, very grateful to Maharaj. You enjoyed Maharaj's class? So this is the first experimental year when devotees, they do not know that we are having this program also. So we will continue in future years. This year, as you know, Maharaj will speak on Bhagavatam. I will speak on Lalit Madhav. Srila Bhaktar Maharaj, Sri Maharaj will speak on Vyat Bhagavatam Rita, then Srila Radhanat Maharaj, Jayapataka Maharaj. So we wanted that everybody in these 4 days will drown in listening Krishna Katha. Well, Krishna Katha is only hope for us. We know we are filled with anarthas. But how to remove anarthas? Bhagavad gives the process to remove anartha. Anartha upasam sakshat bhakti yogam adhakshaje. By engaging in devotional service, our anartha will be eradicated, whose anartha has been accumulated from lives and lives, millions of lives. So by engaging in devotional service, anartha will be eradicated, but lokasya janata. People in general, they do not know. So that is the reason Lokasya Ajanato Vidvansakra Shashvata Sangita. So Vyasadeva, he compiled the Shashvata Sangita Srimad Bhagavatam and simply by Jasang Vaishriya Manayam, simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Parampurusa Bhakti Utpadate. The bhakti, prema bhakti will arise, will manifest. To develop love for Krishna, though it is our constitutional nature to love Krishna, it is very difficult also to love Krishna. Why? Because love, we are acquainted developing loving relationship. We only love people where we get something. Is that it? Very easy. Somebody, small baby, you give a chocolate, immediately love him. Without knowing anything. The material one, we fall in love with somebody who gives us. But Krishna, he's saying, I'll take away everything whatever we have. So we fall in love with a person like this? We'll take out everything from me, Hare Krishna, goodbye. So sometimes, love is a natural tendency, it's not a mechanical process, you can impose love. So how that dormant love for Krishna will arise? It says Bhagavad Gita, Jasya and Vaisurya Manayam Krishna Param Purusha Bhakti Vipada Devinisa Soka Moha Bhaya Paha. Soka Moha Bhaya fully eradicated by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So when this transcendental sound vibrations enters into our ear hole, especially when it comes from pure devotees like Maharaj, Satam Prasangan Mamabhidhisam, Satam Prasangan, that enters through our ear hole, even if we have heard 100 times, still we just allow the sound vibrations to enter through our ear holes. With that sound vibration, Pravishtha Kamarandra Swanubhava Sararuva Dhunati Samaram Krishna Sarilasya Gathasara. That sound vibration will enter through the ear hole, Karnarandrana, reach to our heart, and Sarilasya Gathasara. Just like in Sarat season, all water will be cleansed. That will clean our heart. So in this way, hearing Krishna Katha, Samaram Krishna, Krishna Katha will purify all this mal, mal means contaminations. So that process has been given to us. Hearing and chanting, we can purify and develop love. We don't get love. Now we have love. We just have to revive that love and process it, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So I am going to speak something which subject is not so much discussed. Sometimes we think, oh, Goswamis have written something, we are not qualified. Okay, we are not qualified to hear the intimate association of Krishna with Radharani, but there are many, many things Goswamis have written, but we should have idea, something like that. So I am going to discuss something about Lalit Madhav. How many of you have heard this book named Lalit Madhav? Most of you have heard. Many of you have not heard also. The famous book written by Srila Rupa Goswami, Vidyagdha Madhav and Lalit Madhav. Two, they are written in drama form. Very two famous writings that Rupa Goswami composed while he was walking from Vrindavan to Puri. Then you must have heard how he reached the village before entering Puri. That village name is known as Satyabhamapur, and how Satyabhama appeared to Srila Rupa Goswami and gave some guidance what to do in writing this book. Then Srila Rupa Goswami, when he reached Puri, he was staying in Haridas Thakur's bhajan kutir. Anumat gata baksa? Yes, sir. Taratari hatsa mata? So, asta asta baksa. In that way, Maharaj's speech has worked for translating. Father speaking slowly, he has continued for translators. So, then nice conversation on this book. Then Rupa Goswami chanted one verse, the Nandi verse of Vidyagdha Madhav, Tunde Tanda Bini Bhutamite Tunda Bali Labdhaye Karna Kode Kadamini Ghatayate Karna Arbudhraspriya Cheta Prangana Sangani Vijayate Sarvindranang Kriti Madhyana Janita Kyadvi Amritai Krishna Iti Varnadayam. It's glorifying Krishna, these two syllables, what nectar it has. And when Haridas Thakur heard, he said, I have heard so much glorification of holy men. I have never heard a glorification like that. So, this book is in dramatic form, but I will explain to you something in a story form. So, after hearing some time, then you will understand what it is. I will not tell you today what it is. I will let you just hear. So tomorrow I will tell you, in your written heart, it will go to us in the course of my presentation. So I will start from here. Krishna has left externally, though Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, Vrindavana Paritya Padamakam Nagat Pachati, they will go out of Vrindavan. Externally, Krishna left Vrindavan. The day after, he killed Kesi Bhiman, as it has been described in Lalita Madhava. Akrura has come that night and then he has convinced Nanda Yashoda, not convinced, very reluctant. They don't want to send, but as per circumstances, Krishna has to go to Mathura. Early morning, the Vrinda Devi, she woke up. So all could see here, whole Vrindavan, such a roaring sound coming. Every crying and crying and crying. And asking Purnamasi, what happened? Why are you crying? And Purnamasi said, don't you know? Last night, Akura has come. And he has decided he will take Krishna Balram to Mathura. And he needed to bring that way thinking. And what shall I do here? For whom I will make all these nice flowers? For whose purpose I will exhibit all six seasons all the times? So in this way, they went. Vrindavan situation was very difficult. Nobody could dare to reveal these things to Srimati Radharani, that Krishna will leave Vrindavan. And Mother Yashoda, Krishna was prepared to go. Mother Yashoda is so much lamenting, she has forgotten even to pray God for Krishna. She has forgotten to prepare lunch packet on the way that Krishna will take. The Vrindavan situation very cannot be described. Chandravali preparing a flower garland. When she heard the garland fell from her hand, she thought that noontime she will offer it to Krishna, and she fainted there. Her sakhis carried her body and put in front of Krishna's chariot. And all gopis, all brajavasis, and when Radharani heard these things, she went completely mad. She ran to Krishna. She felt so shameless. In front of a very senior, she would gaze on Krishna like that. His friend Balaram, oh Balaram Bhaya, please don't allow Krishna to go, please don't go, don't go. She was completely shameless. Love, intense love for Krishna, make her completely shameless. Then Krishna, pacifying, don't worry, I'll come back again. Then finally, the long description, I'm telling you briefly. Then Krishna left, I'll come back. There was some consolation that I'll come back. So that was the only thing why Brajavasis, they're surviving. They love so much Krishna. If Krishna left, Krishna's life and soul, but how could still they survive? Still Brajavasis, they're surviving. One reason is Krishna said, I will come back. And Brajavasis is very simple-minded. That's what Krishna has told me, see. He'll definitely come back. So that made them to live. Okay, we'll survive. What made them to live? The Krishna might have left, but all those memories, that was in them, the memories made them to survive. Krishna might have left, sometimes some message coming about Krishna, they just survived to hear something about Krishna. They could have run to Mathura, not so far. They could have gone to Dwaraka, they did not go, because the mood is different. शुभ स्नान का समय राधा निवेदन ये दिवालिता विशाखा टाइम के पासिफाई है She said, you are a fool, you may believe this, he'll come back. But that pain that he has been suffered from is so strong, is so painful, I can't survive. So I must become mad. Again and again, fainting, Krishna has left. Lalita Visakha said, no, Krishna has not left. Maybe he's hiding in some kunja. Then Radha said, yes, yes, yes. He's such a funny boy, he must be doing like that. And she's searching from kunja to kunja. She can't find Krishna. Then someplace, she saw some cows are grazing. Then she thought, oh, Lalita Visakha, Krishna must be grazing cows there. She ran and ran. And when she reached that, Krishna is not there, but all the cows feel so dejected, lamenting and crying. By seeing that, Radhani, her heart broken to pieces. Seeing the pity situation of all these cows and calves, Radhani was so angry. So all these things happened because of Kansa. So I curse him. But one black snake come with angry mood, bite his chest. Radha is saying like that. So she fainted. In Visakha, she had one garland from Krishna. And she made Radha smell that. Then she came back to life in his sense. Anything related to Krishna, Krishna left Vrindavan on the chariot. She would see the mark of the wheel of the chariot, she would find immediately. Like this. So many descriptions, the separation. The whole chapter is there, the mood of separation, really. The personification of separation you can see. You can imagine. Somebody can have so much feeling, intense feeling, that one has to go through being separated from somebody. So that shows the intense loving relationship, the climax loving relationship. The climax intensity of loving relationship can be understood through the symptoms of the separation. How you understand how intensely he's loving, somebody is loving someone, you'll understand through the symptoms that person exhibits at the time of separation. And Srimati Radharani has exhibited. So at one point, so they are going, Lalita Visakha with Radharani, they are going to Jamuna Lake, Kanya Lake. Then Radharani fainted at one point, then Radharani said, oh, I saw a very bad dream. I saw somebody came, she was related, Jamadut came, something like that. And she took Krishna, that person took Krishna. As if Jamadut came and took Krishna, something like that. Mm-hmm. It was so bad dream I saw. I must go take bath in Jamuna to purify myself. I pray, Lord, everything goes okay in Brajavas, in Braj. Then Lalita said, okay, let's go. So Jamuna said, Jamuna is Jamuna. Jamuna is the river. But the lake is not Jamuna. That is Jamuna. Jamuna Lake, Kaliya Lake. So they all went there. And Radhani saw Jamuna Lake. So Lalita Visakha, just look at that. The blue lotus forest. Krishna is there. He said, waving his hand, calling me. What she saw, we don't know what she said to Lalita and Visakha. Krishna is waving his hand, calling me. Visakha has not seen. But because Visakha said, oh, really? So let us go. Let's go, please Krishna, bring Krishna. And this time you get Krishna, we never release him anywhere. So Lalita stood on the bank. So Radhara and Visakha, they entered into Kangyar Lake. They're entering, Lalita watching from the bank, standing on the shore. Up to me, up the west, Radha is going ahead, Visakha behind her. So she's going more and more deeper, up to me, up the west, up to the chest, up the face. And gradually Radha entered deep lake, entered inside. And Lalita shouting, hey Radha, what are you doing? Committing suicide. Visakha also followed. Visakha was watching. So that time Radharani had a feeling that Krishna embarrassing her. She got this feeling, that's all. So Visakha saw, Krishna picked up her and gave to Jamuna Devi. And along with Radharani, Visakha also entered. So this thing will happen. Surya Bhagavan, he knows. Because Radharani is the great worshipper of Surya Bhagavan. So Surya Bhagavan's daughter is Jamuna. Surya Bhagavan has told Jamuna Devi, so today when Radharani will come to commit suicide in your water, before she leave her body, very carefully you should bring Radharani to me. So by that instruction, Jamuna Devi brought Radharani and Visakha, both of them, they ended up in Surya Loka. They brought to Surya Loka. It has been written there, Visakha also a daughter of Surya Bhagavan, but she was sent to serve Radha Krishna. So in this way, Radharani and Visakha, they reached Surya Loka. And there in Surya Loka, Surya Bhagavan's wife, Sangya and Chaya. The Sangya, she found Radharani is very dear friend of Visakha. Visakha is her daughter, so she loved Radharani very much, taking very nice care of Radharani in Surya Loka. Radharani not feeling comfort there. She is crying, lamenting. But what happened? What big mistake I committed? I had lost Krishna, but at least I was in Vrindavan. Now I lost Krishna in Vrindavan. Now I am so far in Surya Loka. When Sayadevi came, Sayadevi said, Radharani, why are you crying? Why are you lamenting? Don't you know that for whom you are lamenting so much, that Supreme Person of God and Krishna, he stays here in Surya Loka. All great personalities, Muni Rishis, they meditate upon him in Surya Loka. How many of you know this? How many of you have got Brahman initiation? What do you meditate upon? When you chant Brahma Gayatri, Bhur Bhubasya, crossing Bhulaka, Bhubalaka, Solaka, Savitur, and Surya Loka meditating upon Krishna, Krishna Bhagavan. So Chayadev explaining that. Why are you worried? Don't you know? All the great Muni Rishis, then meditating upon him here in Surya Loka. When Visakha explained to Sayadevi, the mother Sayadevi, that will not pacify Radharani. When we get that Muni Rishis, they may meditate upon Krishna in Surya Loka, but that will not satisfy Radharani. What to speak of, the meditation will satisfy her. Anyway, Krishna came once in Narayan form. Brother Gopi and Radha Mother are happy. As we all know from Raslila, once Krishna disappeared, and all the gopis are searching, where is Krishna, lamenting. And Narayan watching from the top. Oh, this poor gopi is going through so much trouble. Krishna giving so much hard time to all these gopis. Then Narayan thought, anyway, I am Krishna. So Krishna is giving hard time, I can give my darshan. So they will be satisfied. So thinking like this, at one point Narayan appeared. So when all gopis, they saw Narayan, oh Narayan, Dhanabad, Dhanabad, do you know where is our Krishna? They are not interested in Narayan. So Vishakha explained to Chaya Devi, so these gopis and among that gopis, this is Radharani. Who thinks she will be classified? So all these great Muni Rishis meditating Krishna's lotus feet. The Bhagavata explains how the gopi let your lotus feet be meditated by great sages, muni and rishis. But we don't want to meditate upon your lotus feet. The meditation upon lotus feet gives us so much pain. As soon as we meditate, we think about lotus feet. We remember that pastime. When he goes on grazing cows, to tend their feet, and after an evening time you come back, and your feet is hot by so much thorns and stones, and your feet is so soft, with great care and scaring, we put your lotus feet on our breast, thinking your feet will not be hot. So that thoughts, when arises within our mind, our heart breaks into pieces. We brother gopikas, we don't have to remember our lotus feet, because that gives so much pain to us. So for that brother gopika, Radharani, where is question should be pacified? By hearing this logic that we are hearing Surya Lok, when great rishis, they meditate upon Krishna Bhagavan. So Radharani was not peaceful there. And what to do? When Sangya, her father is Vishwakarma. She approached Vishwakarma. You please do something for Radharani. She is not happy here. So by her request, Vishwakarma built in Nava Vrindavan next to palace of Krishna in Dwaraka. So this Lalit Madhav will describe very interesting pastime in Nava Vrindavan with a completely different opposite rasa and bhava that took place in Vrindavan. Very interesting way. Srila Rupa Goswami has compiled this. So, Radharani was in Surya Loka, then in Dwaraka, as you know, the king Satrajit was there. Satrajit was a great worshipper of Surya Bhagavan. And Satrajit was worshipping Surya Bhagavan, please bless me, I will have a child. So Surya Bhagavan became very pleased with Satrajit. So as a result, Surya Bhagavan, he offered Radharani a child of Satrajit. When I describe this pastime, thousands of questions will arise within your heart. But hold it. Don't worry for that. Just listen up to the end. Don't be disturbed with it. Then along with Radharani, Surya Bhagavan gave one more thing, all of you know. Surya Bhagavan gave the Samantak money, jewel, Samantak jewel. So where the Samantak jewel came from? The Samantak jewel, Srimati Radharani was wearing the Samantak jewel. once in Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram, both the brothers, one moonlit night, they went to play with their respective gopis. Just like Krishna, he had his gopis for Rasalila, Balaram had his gopis also. In Ananda Vrindavan Champu, Kavi Kanyapur has described very nicely the sweet pastimes of this Krishna Balaram going, when Murali stealing the flute. In that pastime, this slot has been included, that when they are doing their pastime, very humorous, nice pastime, at one point, this demon came, Shankhachura demon came, and Shankhachura demon started to steal, to kidnap all the gopis. When he was trying to kidnap all the gopis, and Krishna at one point found, and he rushed towards this demon so fast like wind, and caught hold of this Shankhachura demon, he smashed his head, and he took out this gem, this jewel from his head. And after killing Shankhachura, Krishna gave this gem to Balaram. Then in between, there is another pastime, I will not go into that. The stealing of Krishna's food pastime was taking place. At one point, one sakhi came through Vrindadevi from Balaram and offered Radharani this jewel. So Balaram, she loves Radharani, she has very unalloyed affection towards Radharani. Out of his strong affection towards Radharani, Balaram had given this jewel to Radharani. And because Balaram has given, so Radharani loved that jewel so much, she would never take out of her body. Always she wears her jewel in the middle of the hair. This person is known as Srimanta. So that is the reason why that jewel is known as Samantaka Mani. So Radharani drowned into Jamuna. That time Jamuna Devi picked up Radharani along with this jewel, Samantaka Mani. So Surya Bhagavan, when he became pleased with Satrajit, that time Surya Bhagavan, he offered Radharani and the Samantaka jewel to Satrajit. So when Radharani reached Satrajit, then her name was given, Satrajit's daughter name is Satyabhama. Then she became Satyabhama there. Then Narada Muni said to Satrajit, that you keep this girl with you until one point. At one point you will offer to Krishna. This jewel is very powerful jewel. Every day you worship this jewel and you will get 8 bhar of gold. So you keep this. Then as the story goes onwards, I'll come to that. Now Radharani reached from Vrindavan to Jamuna Lake, from Jamuna Lake to Surya Lake, from Surya Lake to Sundar Dwaraka, Satrajit's house. Let her stay there now. Then what happened in Vrindavan when she drowned? Lalita was standing on the bank. Oh Radharani, you died, you committed suicide. So what is used for me to stay here? Krishna has gone, Radharani has gone. Even if Krishna had left, oh, that is another reason. Krishna had left. Brajavasi is there, Sadhana, you think Radharani is here. Where Krishna will go? Wherever he goes, he has to come back after Radharani comes. So Lalita is singing, Krishna has gone, you have gone. So then what is use for me to Sadhana? Then she said, I will jump into Kaliyala can commit suicide also. So she just preparing to jump into Kaliyala. Just preparing to jump immediately from behind. Somebody shouted, hey Lalita, what are you doing? We have to stop, stop, stop. From behind Vrindadevi and Mukhara. You know Mukhara? They have name of her. Who is Mukhara? Maharaj, grandmother of Prabhu, Mukhara is the grandmother of Radhakrishna. Mukhara. From father side or mother side, I don't know exactly. Mukhara. Mukhara was there. Then they caught hold of Lalita. Killed the father's name. Lalita explained that Radhani committed suicide. Hare Krishna has gone, Radhani has gone. If you also go, then what will happen to Brajavasis? What will happen to everybody? But they pacified, no, no, you don't do like this. So one unseen sanctification came. Something, oh, come on, that came afterwards. Then Lalita said, okay, okay, I will commit suicide. You release me? I have to go and give this message to Purnamasi that this thing happened. Then they said, okay, you go to Purnamasi. Then Mukhara and Brinda, they were there. And Lalita went, but Lalita actually, she wanted to commit suicide. So she went to Govardhan. She went to the top of Govardhan mountain and she jumped from there to commit suicide. So when she jumped from there, what happened? There is Bhalluka Raj, Jambavan from Tritayaju. Okay? Later on you can relate everything, just here now. So when Lalita jumped, so Jambavan's friend is Sugriv. And Sugriv's friend is Surya Bhagavan, the very close friend. And Surya Bhagavan has told to Sugriv that you tell your friend Jambavan to rescue this girl. At this time, this girl will jump from the top of the mountain. So Jambavan, from his hole, he has come out to Vrindavan, Govardhan. Just at the point, Lalita was jumping and he caught hold of Lalita. Then he brought Lalita to Patala Loka, where Jambavan stays. Then, just like Radharani became daughter of Satrajit and her name was Satyabhama. Same way Lalita became daughter of Jambavan and her name became Jambavati. Then Lalita, Visakha is there in some planet. Where she will end up, how she will end up, this is a mystery. That we will find out. Then there is Chandravali. I should tell you to make you understand better. As you know, nothing should be revealed to you, more clear. In Dwaraka, Krishna had how many wives? 16,108 wives. Out of the 16,108 wives, 8 wives were Patarani, but in English. A men, they were men. So out of these 8 men, there were Radharani, Lalita, Visakha, Chandravalli. How many there?
4.
And other 4 Sakhis of Chandravalli, not Sakhis of Radharani. They comprise these 8. How they incarnate? All these 8 Sakhis, how they incarnated in Dwaraka. So that has been described. So, now Chandravali's terms comes. Chandravali is lamenting. So Chandravali, she is the daughter of Vidarbha king Bhismak. And Bhismak's son, any of you know who had the name of Bhismak king's son? Rukma. So Chandravali is Rukma's sister. And how Chandravali becomes Rukma's sister? The Rukma found it. Rukma found how Chandravali is his sister. And who told Rukma that Chandravali is your sister? It's very interesting things. So Rukma's friend is Shishupal. And Shishupal's mother शिशुपाल इज कजन ब्रदर ऑफ कृष्ण शिशुपाल्स मदर शीज सिस्टर ऑफ वसुदेव When Vasudev, the day he was released from the prison house, Vasudev's sister, Shishupal's mother, her name I forgot, she had gone to see, she had gone to meet Vasudev. That time, Gargi had revealed something, that I will tell what she had revealed something that Chandravalli is his sister of Rukma. Vasudev told to his sister and his sister, Mataji told to her son to Rukma and Rukma has told to Shishupal. Chandravalli is your sister. So Rukma, by the order of his father, came to Vrindavan. By that time, Chandravalli's husband has died. You know Chandravalli's husband? What is his name? Chandravalli's husband is Radharani's so-called husband and everybody knows. Abhimanyu, Ayan Ghosh. And Chandravalli's husband then? Govardhan Malla. Govardhan Malla, he is working under Kamsa. Is Govardhan Malla. And Chandravalli's mother-in-law is Bharunda. Bharunda. So the Govardhan Malla has died. And Krishna has gone. Vrindavan is like very pathetic. And now, when everyone had Radharani has committed suicide, Lalita has committed suicide, then King of Vidarbha Bhishmak sent his son Rukma, you please go and bring back my daughter. Then Rukma come and described, he told Bharunda the same, that Chandravalli's husband has died, she is lamenting, feeling so much separation. Why don't you send her some time? Send her to our house. To her house. Then Bharunda was convinced. And Bharunda allowed, okay, you take Chandravalli to Vidarbha to Kundingram. So then Chandravalli went back to Kundingram. Then she became daughter of Vidarbha Raj Bhishmak. And Bhishmak Raj gave her a name. But that name could be Rukmini. So she became Rukmini, Chandravalli became Rukmini, Radharani became Satyabhama, Lalita became Jambavati. Three possibilities we found now. So I will go phase by phase. In between, I will insert one description. How, it's a little complicated, you have to hear a few times to understand everything. Well, I have been reading this for the last 3 years. To understand? And of course, we read that book directly. I don't know in this light we can understand this. The story form, you can understand this. Okay, let me insert this person. Good persons you try to hear. This is another unique and bewildering description to make you more bewildered about Radhani's appearance. As Srila Rupa Goswami has described in Lalit Madhav. Even if these descriptions are very bewildering and confusing, I hope you will not feel sleepy. So try to understand. So now I will insert which will describe the appearance of Radharani. Many of you must have read it in my Radharani book. I have described that, this unique appearance of Radharani. So this description goes like this, which has been described at the beginning of Lalit Madhav. That once Bindha Parvata, Bindha Mountain, he became very envious of Himalaya. Why? Bindha Mountain, he wants to severe austerities to please Brahma. When Brahma appeared, I am very pleased with you, what boon you want? When Bindha Mountain said, please you bless me, I have a nice daughter. So Brahma said, what strength it is. Everybody praying me to get a son. And you want a daughter? Yes, I want a daughter. Why? Now, I want a daughter. The Himalaya has a daughter.
Himalaya Parvata has a daughter. What is his daughter's name? Parvata name is Parvati. Parvati. And he's saying that Parvati has a husband like Shiva. So I want a daughter that who will have a husband who can defeat Lord Shiva also. And a daughter like that. He's envious of Himalaya. So Bhunti Parvati prayed to Brahmaji, please bless me, I will have a daughter who will marry to such a personality that he can defeat Lord Shiva in battle also. See, as Brahma, Shiva, they are very asutras, no? Very easily, whatever you pray, they are tathastu. And Prabhupada says the difference between God and demigod is, demigods, you go whatever you ask, they say tathastu. But God, you ask, he will think 10 times before giving you. Just like this Bhasmasur, that demon, please Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva said, I am very pleased, what boon you want? Then this demon said, please bless me, upon whomever head I touch, he will turn into ashes. And Bhavanath Ravasimha, he did not understand anything, yes, yes, tathastu. Then this demon, running behind Shiva to test his character, no? Then finally, as you know, Lord Vishnu said, at one point Lord Vishnu saying to these demigods, you Shiva Brahma, you don't think seriously before giving some boon. Whatever they ask you, you did it. When the trouble, then I have to go and sell you. Yeah. Lord Vishnu at one point is telling like that. So Brahma, in very light mind, he said, yes, Rastathastu, he is so pleased to get a daughter like that. But after giving this boon, then Brahma thought, hey, I give the boon to get a daughter like this. But who is that person? So the daughter will marry, that he can defeat Lord Shiva in battle. Then Brahma realized, now is the time for Krishna to advent. And Radharani also. But by that time Radharani has already entered into the womb of her mother, her eternal mother. Radharani, Krishna, they don't accept any lady as mother. Devaki, Vasudev, Nanda, Yashoda, they are not some ordinary living entity by the dint of their austerities. They become father, mother of Krishna. No, no, that does not happen. Jiva Goswami is saying. Maybe Sukadeva Goswami described when Parikrit Maharaj asked Sukadeva Goswami, please tell me, by dint of which austerities the Devaki and Vasudev they had committed, they could get the Supreme Person of Godhead as their son. In course of description, Sukadeva Goswami might have described the previous lives of Devaki and Vasudev, Krishna, Sutapa, Aditi, then Kasyapa. But Jiva Goswami is saying this is ghor annyaya, the injustice to say that somebody was doing austerities can become father, mother of Krishna. No, 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 that is not possible. They are eternally from Govard Vrindam, the father and mother. So Radharani has entered into Kirtira's womb. And Brahma is in deep trouble. How Vrinda Parvata will get Radharani as his daughter? So Vrinda Parvata, then Brahma did tapasya to please Radharani. And begged Radharani, this time I have already committed a mistake, you have to save my face now. Though I know your eternal mother is Kirtida, but this time do me a favor. Please be merciful to appear from the womb of this Vrinda Parvata's wife soon. So Radharani was pleased. So as a result, Vrinda Parvata from his wife got two daughters, Chandravalli and Radharani. From Vrinda Parvata's wife, two daughters appeared there. So here in Vrindavan, as you know, Krishna appeared from Devaki. Then how Krishna Bhil Maharaj described, baby Krishna was transferred to Gokul. Then Jogamaya, baby girl was brought. Then Maharaj said that how when Kamsa threw that baby girl into the stone on the rock, Maharaj said on the rock, the baby girl slipped from Kamsa's hand and laughed at him. You fool, you are trying to kill me. But one who will kill you has taken birth somewhere else. That much we know. Isn't it? We know. And something else also comes as said, the Devi, Ashtabhuja Devi. Not only she said that somebody who will kill you has taken birth somewhere else, she said something else. As per this Lalit Madhav, described by Rupa Goswami, she said that boy who will kill you has taken birth somewhere else. But simultaneously, there are some girls who have taken birth on this planet, and those girls are so fortunate. Anybody will marry those girls, that person will become so powerful, even if in the battle he can defeat Lord Mahadev. Kamsa also heard that sentence. So Kamsa became worried for both. He thought that boy has taken birth will kill me. Same time she had also some girls have taken birth. Whoever will marry to those girls, he was so powerful, he will defeat Mahadev. So one day Kamsa is very scared that boy has taken birth. But another way he is licking his lips also. Wow, where are those girls? I said, get those girls. So he ordered Putana, what do you have to do? You go and kill all the baby boys and bring all the baby girls to me. She had been fortunate to see the demonic nature. To see the demonic nature. You know who is Kamsa, whose devotee is Kamsa, whose bhakta is he? He is Mahadev's bhakta, not Shiva's devotee. But now he got an opportunity to marry these girls and defeat to Mahadev in battle. He is ready now, okay? Now, I must marry, I can defeat Mahadev. It's demonic nature. So then Putana tried to kill all the baby boys. Then she's searching for the baby girls. Searching for the baby girls. So searching. Then she reached at one point where she found these two girls. They took birth from Vindhya mountains, wife's womb, Radharani and Chandravali. They are doing some ceremonies. Brahmanas reciting their chanting mantra, Jagya is going on. Two beautiful baby girls kept there. And when Putana saw baby girls, immediately she flew there and picked up two baby girls and ran out. And all the Brahmanas saw, they shouted, screamed, oh, some Rakshasi took out the baby girls, some Rakshasi took out the baby girls. And Vindhya Prabhupada became very worried, what to do? Then Vindhya Mountain said, you chant some mantra, Asur Maran mantra, to kill this Rakshasi. And immediately Brahmana they chanted that mantra. So by the power of that mantra, when Putana was flying towards Vrindavan, she had to fly through Vidarbha kingdom. On the way, when she was flying, carrying two baby girls, at one point she was feeling very weak. So she could not hold both the baby girls. One girl she dropped from her hand. So that girl fell into a river in the kingdom of this Bhishmaka king. So that girl was Chandravali. So she lived sometime in Bhishma kingdom. The latter she came to Vrindavan. The other girl, which was carried by Putana, by the time she reached Vrindavan, she was completely collapsed. She fell down. Then Purnamasi, she picked up this baby girl and get to Kirtila. There is one kind of description. I told this description to make you understand how Chandravali became the daughter of King Bhishmak. So anyway, as the description was going on, to bring you back to that flow, so Radharani from Surya Loka, she appeared in Dwaraka. Her name is? What is her name? Satyabhama. Then Chandravali appeared in Vidarbha king as daughter of Bhishmak and sister of Rukma. Her name is? Rukmini. And Lalita Swadisina in Patan Loka in Jambavan's house. Her name is Jambavati. So then there are other gopis. They are worshipping Kamaksha Devi. All other 16,100 gopis were worshipping Kamaksha Devi. Then Kamaksha Devi is a great devotee. Who is Kamaksha Devi's great devotee? You know? I am asking this question so that you look up. You know Kamaksha, who is the worshipper of Kamaksha? You don't know? So that is the reason before we hear these things, we have to hear Bhagavatam. Are Narakasura was worshipping Kamaksha Devi? You know Narakasura?
Shiva.
Narakasura worshipping Kamaksha Devi is, it all, everybody knows, he has stolen all princesses, kept in the cave. Actually, that is what he told to Kamaksha Devi. I have brought all these princesses, but actually, according to Lalit Govinda, Lalit Madhav, she took all these gopis there, kept hiding there. Then Krishna went and rescued. So all different gopis, there are different places. Sometimes also, the sakhis of Chandravali, as there are four sakhis of Chandravali, Padma, Samala, Sarbya and Bhadra, they also have appeared the same way. They have gone back to their parents' house. And every sakhi, all these personalities, how they will meet Krishna in Dwaraka. So that is the description Lalita Madhav gives, that how all these 16,108 principal gopis, they are transferred to Dwaraka side and then met Krishna there. So today what I have described, that how they transferred from Vrindavan to Dwaraka side. Radharani was staying there in Saprajit's house. As the story you know, as per the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna came to know Saprajit has this money, Samandaka money, which gives so much gold, 8 bars of gold. Then Krishna gave a proposal to Saprajit that you should give it to Ugrasana. He is the main king. But Saprajit, instead of giving to Ugrasana, he kept with him and he gave to his brother. What is brother's name? Saprajit's brother's name? Prasanna. Go to Prasanna. And Prasanna one day, wearing that Samantaka money, went for hunting to the forest. And Saprajit was killed by one lion. But nobody knew that. The person was killed by a lion. But then Saprajit accused Krishna. Oh, Krishna must have killed my brother. When Krishna asked for this jewel, I didn't give this jewel to Krishna. So he must have killed my brother. But Krishna, he had not killed. Krishna said, no, I have to prove. Everybody, otherwise everybody will blame me. Then Krishna went to forest. When Krishna went to forest, and at one point he found the dead body of this person. The person is killed by one lion. So following the footsteps of the lion, Krishna pursued. Then at one point he found the lion is killed by one bear. So the Krishna again pursued. By pursuing, Krishna reached. Where he reached? At the place of Jambavan. At the place of Jambavan. So then what happened? When he reached at Jambavan, there is very interesting pastimes. That I will describe tomorrow. And the pastime that you already know, how Krishna married to Rukmini, Rukmini's brother, Rukma proposed Rukmini should marry to his friend Shishupal. But Rukmini did not want. So he married to Krishna. So Rukmini sent a letter with a old Brahman that you please come and rescue me. I will marry you. And Rukmini kept the process how to rescue her also. This time I will go to this Durga Mandir, the path of ceremony, you please come and rescue me. And as all of you know the story, past times gods, then Krishna came, and fought with Rukma, then Balaram came, and so many things happened. Finally, Krishna married Rukmini. But when Krishna married Rukmini, the Bhishmaka king put a condition that you can marry my daughter, no problem, with one condition. The condition is, you can't marry anybody else. You marry my daughter. If you marry my daughter, if you want to marry anybody else, any other girls, then you get permission of my daughter. If you promise that, then I'll give my daughter to you. So Krishna was locked there. He is destined to get 16,108 wives. But now is a condition. You can marry. So Krishna married Rukmini on that condition. So what end up? As a result, though Krishna met with many Lalita, Vishaka, he couldn't marry anybody. That's luck, what to do. So that will make the pastime very long, waiting until that point. But how Krishna will meet everybody? He will meet everybody, he can't get anybody because of this condition. So in this way, the Chandravali from Vrindavan came to Vidarbha king house then. She has reached now Dwaraka in Krishna's palace, the only queen of Lord Krishna. And all others, Satyabhama, Jambavati, and the Visakha, where she is, no information, we'll get tomorrow maybe. So they are all at different places. So for today, you just keep this much in your mind, in your brain, within your heart, that how all these great personalities of Vrindavan, they have been transformed. In which way, in the inconceivable potential of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to this Dwaraka pastimes, in which kalpa, in which way. I'll put some light into this, what I have heard from different acharyas at the end of my description. But for today, just carry this much information. And tomorrow when we'll gather, at 11:30, then I will describe you how Krishna met all these different personalities and how the interesting sweet pastimes takes place in Nava Vrindavan. Here we see Vrindavan, there we see Nava Vrindavan. Same, exactly like Vrindavan, which Vishwakarma has created Nava Vrindavan, no difference. Govardhan, Jamuna, the forest, the groves, the Vrindadevi has appeared as Nava Vrinda there, but still, pastime is very sweet, very humorous, very interesting, but the rasa wise, big difference. The pastimes of Krishna with Radharani in Vrindavan, and pastimes of Krishna with Satyabhama, who is Radharani, in Nava Vrindavan. So that we will listen tomorrow. Now it's time to end. So thank you so much. So how many of you are sleeping? Raise your hands. I know some of you fall sleepy, but still, my intention is that even if you don't understand, even if you fall sleepy, we should not, one point in our life, what all these great acharyas, Goswamis, what a great treasure they have given, going through so much austerities, residing in Vrindavan, through hot summer season, cold season, Now we see many Western devotees, they come because they hear Vrindavan so nice, so beautiful. They come to do Vrindavan bhajan. But I have seen when May, June month come down, I come there. So Rupa Sanatana Goswami, they are staying. And in fact, they are eating little bit, so much austerity they are going through. When they hear their lifestyle, what they eat, begging little bit chana, dry chapati, sleeping 2 hours, living under the tree. When we hear that, we think, wow, what austerity they have to go through. What austerity, severe austerity. But in reality, when they are going through severe austerities, they are not going through austerity at all. They are not recognizing. Why? Why don't they recognize their austerities? Just imagine how much they will enjoy it. When all these pastimes in spirit revealing within their heart, so sweet things, see. What thirst, hunger, what cold, heart could affect them? They must be floating in the ocean of the bliss. So it was not austerity for them. It was not austerity for them. So they have given this treasure of descriptions of unique pastimes through this unique rasa and bhava, and they have left behind. And Prabhupada is so merciful for the fallen souls like us. He has opened this door for all of us to know the treasure of Sarva-Goswamis they have given us. So thank you very much for taking the austerity of sitting this oven, red hot oven. Thank you very much for that. Krishna Prabhupada ki
Krishna Bhakti Prasadam Swami Maharaj ki. So please come back with us 4 o'clock to listen to His Holiness Bhakti Charan Swami Maharaj.
We have Bhagavatamrita, very interesting topic.